Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Grant Flanders with you. We'll be handing it off to John Kurtz, Mitch Fortner at the MHS Gymnasium here in just a little bit. Actually, may have to cut the show a little bit short to get it out to them for MHS Boys and Girls Basketball against Washburn Rural. Over the weekend, the Royals actually made a pretty substantial move. We knew that they needed to get some help with their pitching staff, especially the starting rotation, and they did just that by signing the best available name on the market. It is Jason Hamill, who spent the last couple of seasons with the Cubs. He's a veteran. He's 34 years old, drafted in 2002, debuted in 2006, and has had a pretty solid major league career, 11 years, 4.42 career ERA, but a very good last couple of seasons, 3.74 ERA in 2015, 3.83 in 2016. And the Royals are able to ink him to a two-year deal. That is a solid move by Dayton Moore and the Royals staff. Being able to get him into the mix does take some of the pressure off of a Danny Duffy and an Ian Kennedy to be absolutely flawless through the course of the season. I'm a little bit concerned about Hamill just because of how things went for him at the end of last year. He really faded in the months of August and September, was not nearly as effective over those periods. He also had a really poor home road split. His ERA on the road was over 5 last year, and at home it was like 3.3 or something like that. He will be going to a little bit more of a pitcher-friendly park in Kauffman Stadium compared to Wrigley Field, but all in all, I do think it's a solid addition and one that should have the Royals back in contention for the American League Central. I wouldn't say the favorite, but certainly in contention and definitely a winning season in my mind.
Yeah, he's a solid pickup, and he's on although you say he faded last year, at least he was on a team that won it all, so he also has that World Series experience as well. And I think you're right. It's huge for the pitching in Kansas City right now. They need someone just to allow Ian Kennedy and the guys to be able to keep the ship upright, because pitching is one thing that's going to be looked at for the Royals to be stepping up this year and into the future.
Yeah, they need to be better with that starting rotation. There's certainly no doubt about that. I'm looking at some of his splits from last year, and they are, some of them would indicate positive things, some of them negative things, but the Royals seem to do a pretty good job when they've brought in guys like him and been able to work with him, and that staff has done a pretty good job, so we'll see how that develops. The Bakota projections came out today, and that's something that always resonates with Royals fans, because the computers always just hate the Royals' chances of doing well, and that's certainly the case this year. As I'm looking at them right now, they have actually already changed slightly from what they were this morning. But the Royals are projected to finish with the second worst record in the major leagues this year at 71-91. The only team worse, the San Diego Padres at 70-92. Actually, when these were first released earlier today, the Royals were projected to be 69-93 and finish a distant last in the American League Central. That's going to be some bulletin board material for the Royals, and I just don't think that's realistic. I mean, I think the Royals are better than the White Sox. I think the Royals are better than the Twins, probably around even with the Tigers, maybe a little bit below what the Indians are right now. But again, it's baseball. You can't really predict baseball. You don't know what's going to happen, and injuries and so on and so forth. I'll just say this. If the over-under on the Royals wins this season is 71, I don't have a house, a farm, and a golden retriever anymore, but if I did, I would put it on the over for Kansas City.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think Kansas City is pretty used to getting disrespected in early talk about where they're going to end up record-wise, and it's that way even the years that they got to the World Series. So it's not too surprising to me, but it is something that you don't like to see as a Kansas City fan.
Yeah, it'll just be fun to prove them wrong, though, if that does happen to be the case this year. We're going to head to our last break, and pretty soon here we're going to hand it off to Mitch Fortner, who's going to have the call for the MHS girls against Washburn Rural tonight. We'll try to sneak in You Can't Be Serious on the other end of this break. You're listening to The Game on KMAN.